Golden. Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Beautiful day here in Madison where we're broadcasting. We do the morning show here on WMDX and filling in for Maggie this afternoon.
Yeah, if you like politics in the morning, check it out sometime.
You can get us on the Civic Media app. We're continuing our discussion here with Jim Santel. He hosts Amicus, a law review, and you can hear that every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's talk about the judge denying the grand jury material. Let's get into that.
Absolutely. So this is another Florida judge. It's not the one you're thinking about, not Eileen Cannon. This is Judge Robin Rosenberg, okay? And remember last week when the president said, I'm done with this Democratic hoax. The hoax. And so I'm directing my attorney general to get those grand jury documents out in the public. So right. Pam Bondi appropriately does that. She files an application. Here's your bit of civics under something called Rule 6E of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. Okay, there you go. We talk about that tonight over dinner.
All right,
and
6E,
what the judge says is, okay, I'm looking at 6E, and it tells me that I can release grand jury materials when there's some reason to do so that's law enforcement related, some other case we need to get them, there's some national security interest, something that compels me for the purposes of government function and not because it's the subject of parlor games and messaging and all these other things. Yep. And so she says this afternoon, she says, you know what, 12-page opinion. She says, you know what, her hands are tied because the rule that permits this under narrow circumstances does not include, because there's a great public interest in this, that's not law enforcement related. And here's the other point to all this. The grand jury stuff from the beginning, it was a misdirected thing from our president, not surprisingly. The grand jury materials in this would tell you the basis upon which the grand jury indicted Maxwell and Epstein, what they did. It would give you the names of the people with whom they worked, maybe not all the victims. It would not provide you necessarily with all this information about maybe if there's a list, which there probably is not. That's not how these people do their work. But the real file, it's sitting at the Department of Justice. And so if the president really wants this released, just tell Pam Bondi, go. It's probably electronic. Some of it's documentary. The grand jury transcripts were never going to tell you what it is you want, which is who is out there working with Jeff Epstein. That is still, maybe, it's on Pam Bondi's desk. She can disclose that tomorrow if she wants. And so this whole thing has been a wonderful ride through the grand jury process. The judge appropriately saying, nope, can't do it. My guess is the president sometime will say, see, once again, those federal judges, they prevent me from doing what I want to do. I can't release this. And so, and again, I hope the American public, including all your good listeners here, the afternoon, the morning show as well, understand that's not only misleading, Mr. President, that's a lie about how this works. And you knew it from the start, or at least people around you, including the attorney general, knew that it's not about grand jury transcripts, never was. It's about the stuff and the materials in the file. And that is accessible to you and to Pam Bondi. Release it if you want. Let's put this to an end and go forward with the work of the nation.
Right.
And in fact, you know, the House is going to come back. They're going to have to vote on it after their vacation in September.
Right.
And all of this is just going to delay and delay and delay. And then we'll have to vote on it in the House. And they'll have to find a way to make sure that they don't let any of this material be released. Now, Pam Bondi can, if she wanted to, release all this stuff. But what about this? What about accusing Obama of treason?
Well, I mean, where's this coming from? Where? Left field.
Right.
My God.
The president has a shiny metal object in his hand and he throws it down the hallway and says, look at that. Look at that. And the shiny metal object is neither shiny nor metal. None of it's real. But again, it's something for people to trace and say, oh, my goodness, Tulsi Gabbard. As our again, the national security advisor and head of the intelligence group. She is now making criminal referrals to the Department of Justice based upon things that she sees in her files. What is that about? No. Yeah. This comes from the Department of Justice. If there's a reason for someone to be indicted, which there's not here, Barack Obama did nothing wrong. James Comey did nothing wrong. They'll take care of it. All of this procedurally and substantively is just one more way of saying Barack Obama's responsible, Hillary Clinton's responsible, Joe Biden's responsible. It's the timing is off, the history is off, the substance is off. And I wish desperately that Mr. President would get on to things, which he probably will not do, things like the environment and education. Yeah. Okay, I know he's shutting down the education department, but let's talk about agriculture and labor and things that mean something. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're doing this, and this is how we're spending our time in 2025.
Well, now we're going to spend a whole bunch of time talking about gerrymandering. And, and now, supposedly, the Supreme Court may allow gerrymandering of these states. And what they're doing is they're targeting minority groups,
Right. And so this is the next thing that may come up on the Supreme Court docket this coming term. Likely they may take this up. And it would be, if indeed this is under the Voting Rights Act in Section 2, it could be another opportunity, I say that with great dismay, for the Supreme Court to take another swing at the Voting Rights Act. There have been two major cases in recent years where they've limited its impact. Now we're figuring out whether or not the core of the Voting Rights Act, which is to promote voting and ensure there are no obstacles for people of color to vote in America since the 1960s. Now, are we going to take a look at that and determine whether or not you can design districts to get around that and make that legal? That's what's coming up maybe in front of the next Supreme Court term. Stunning, once again.
Never ends.
It is stunning. Well, we ran out of time. I wanted to get to the 19 Democratic states that don't have to go along with the executive order to prove citizenship for voting.
We'll have to save that for some other time.
Jim, thanks again for joining us.
That's Jim Santel, and hosting.
Always a pleasure.
Always the host of Amicus, a Law Review, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. When we come back, Pete Schwab is going to be in studio with
us.
You
seen him in
line? Yeah, he's peeking right around the corner here. Okay. Jim, again, thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.